Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm from Taiwan. It's my great honor to give this presentation on the behalf of my research team today. My name is Jason Lee, and a faculty member of Department of Physical Therapy and Assistive Technology in the National Yang-Ming University, Taiwan. Here is my contact email address. Here comes my research team, Professor Chen, who conducts this study. Do I have any pointer? No? Okay. And Dr. Ding, who conducts the random sampling and telephone survey. And the other three ladies who help us to conduct this study and data analysis. Okay, so I might forget to present my title. Okay, my title is Physical Activity Patterns and Potential Strategies for Physical Activity Promotion Among Young and Middle-Aged Housewives in Taiwan, a result of a nationally representative telephone survey. So the study background would be recent evidence showed that only 30 to 35 of Taiwanese adults engaged in regular physical activity, PA, with aged 20 to 44 carried high risk of physical inactivity. The transition from adolescent to young adulthood is associated with a sharp decline in PA, particularly for women. Four major life domains are generally expected to undergo change: residential, employment, intimate relationship, marriage, and parenthood. Women being married, cohabiting, or motherhood are less likely to be physically active, whereas the relationship between PA level and paid employment is more controversial. Women have more constraint on their leisure time, partly because of expectations that they have greater responsibility than men for taking care of the household and other family members. So understanding how the role changes of emerging adulthood are associated with PA levels may provide a useful basis for the targeting of interventions to promote lifetime PA. This is a conceptual model used by a systematic review to evaluate the effectiveness of interventions to increase PA. This framework illustrates the relationship between physical activity level, several indicators of physical fitness, and morbidity and mortality outcomes. For example, a large body of literature shows that increasing PA results in physiological improvements, affecting endurance, strength, body composition, insulin sensitivity, and lipid levels. In turn, these improvements have been shown to result in improved health and quality of life, as well as reduced morbidity and mortality. Three categories of modifiable determinants to PA behavior were proposed, including informational approaches, behavioral and social approaches, as well as environmental and policy approaches. So the study objective and methods. The objective, this study aimed to investigate PA patterns and explore potential strategies for PA promotion in young and middle-aged housewives, YMHW, in Taiwan, who faced life transition and housework constraints. The Housewife Physical Activity Survey Questionnaire, HOPAQ, including demographics, PA patterns, house burden, and demands for promoting PA, was developed and administered by telephone survey to a group of YMHW ages 18 to 50. Selected by a national multi-stage random sampling procedure. This study was granted by the Bureau of Health Promotion, Department of Health in Taiwan. So this is best characteristics of our subjects. We have 93 subjects. The subjects are mostly 30s and 40s, live in the northern part of Taiwan, in metropolitan area. 44% has educational level of college or above, and mostly have two kids. The demographic characteristics well represented the whole age, sex specific population in Taiwan. And this is our their BMI, self-perceived body shape, and satisfaction with body shape, and health status. We found only 22.4% were classified as fat by BMI, whereas 41.5% perceived herself fit, and 47.7% not satisfied with her body shape, 58% in good and excellent health status. Before the categorized our subjects into five groups by their household duty, including caregivers of disabled, COD, caregivers of kids, COK, multi caregivers, MC, family business manager at FBM, and pure housewives, PHW. We found the COD. Okay, we found COD and PHW group was the oldest group, while COK group was younger with most educated. And COD group was also the fattest. We use a physical inactivity index, PII, to classify the subject's physical activity level. Okay, so this index is designated by the subject's time spent in static and strenuous activities during the past 7 days, developed by the Bureau of Health Promotion Department of Health in Taiwan. And we found there are about 70% classified as moderate and high risk for physical inactivity. Categorized by their house duties, and we found the prevalence of carrying moderate to high risk for physical inactivity was about 70%, with COD group, the list. In addition, we use another index that trans-theoretical model of behavior change, TTM, pre-contemplation stage, preparation stage, action stage, and maintenance stage to grade their behavior change. And we found we see the U-shape. About 31% in the maintenance stage, but there are another 40%, they are in another extreme that never exercise or never attempt to do regular exercise. That's in pre-contemplation stage. And we categorize that into five groups and find the prevalence of engaging regular PA if we count the action stage and maintenance stage together. We found the prevalence of engaging regular PA was 46.5, 0.4, 32%, 35%, 36%, and 64% among five groups, with COD most active. Okay, so most of them are take exercise 2 or 3 times per week, and about 60 minutes, and prolonged for 2 years. The main exercise mode for those who take regular exercise was walking, jogging, and running. Main motivating factors for those who take regular exercise could be health promotion, disease prevention, and fitness enhancement. Okay, so for those take exercise frequently, the common hours and the possible hours to go for exercise is about in the early morning or in the evening. The possible help need for those who have not taken regular exercise but willing to try would be have someone to take care of young kids, have companions to go for exercise, have a coach to supervise exercise. Okay, and they, for those not exercise to take in the future, they'll prefer exercise pattern. Might have prefer indoors, have prefer outdoors, and most of them prefer group based exercise. And the preferred exercise mode include yoga, Pilates, yoga, walking, jogging, running, and step aerobics, aerobic dancing, aerobics with body contact, kickboxing, aquatics, and bicycling. And here comes the potential strategies for increase their PA participation. Include geography accessibility of fitness facility. And the second, compatible with personal health needs and household activities. The third, flexible opening hours of fitness facility. Respite services for care of kids or elderly. Government subsidy or bonus for PA participation. Exercise instructor available. Exercise class joined by women of similar age. Award ceremony for excellence of PA participation. In summary, for those young and middle-aged housewives surveyed, including mostly in their 30s and 40s. About 44% with education of college or above, 97% married, 67% with normal BMI, about 58% perceive good health status, while about 41 to 48% perceive fat or unsatisfied with own body shape. The prevalence of moderate to high risk for physical inactivity was about 71%. If we use the TTM stage of change, we found the prevalence of engaging regular PA was about 30 to 50% with COD good, the caregiver of disabled most active. So we found that the caregiver of disability was the oldest, the fattest, yet the most physically active. Household duty did not necessarily preclude those housewives from regular PA participation. And from literature, we see there are some progress which can effectively increase PA participation. Community-wide education campaigns, social support interventions in community setting, individually adapted health behavior change programs, creation of or enhanced access to places for PA combined with informational outreach activities were also effective. From our survey, we found walking, yoga, Pilates, aerobic dancing, aquatic disease, aquatic exercise or favorable exercise mode for those housewives. In Taiwan, starting from last year, Taiwan launched a normal exercise referral schemes by providing government subsidy to encourage PA participation in sedentary adults, particularly those with suboptimal health condition, and also to foster the goals of a community-based fitness facility. Preliminary evaluation of this governmental-sponsored program are very encouraging. And following this survey, we indeed conducted some PA intervention program. This is our health education pamphlet to encourage healthy lifestyle and regular PA participation for the housewives. And those are advertisements to recruit housewives to attend our PA intervention program. And we do pre and post physical fitness measurement to document or to measure the effectiveness of this PA intervention program. Okay, so here is our you got plus Pilates conducting for housewives with crippled kids in hospital setting. Okay, so picture and another. So they're happy with this kind of exercise. Also, we carry the housewives outside to proceed some outside walking program. Okay. Also, we target to the housewives with crippled kids. Okay. Also, we provide some respite services to the other normal siblings, since the mother might take one of his disabled or crippled child to the hospital to receive some rehabilitation services. And in the meanwhile, we take the mother out to do the exercise, either in indoors or outside. And also, we provide some respite services to the other normal siblings, so the mother could feel comfortable to do exercise. Okay, and that's all. Thank you.